It is 11 a.m., July 8th, 2010. I just now woke up from a dream that I was working at Burger King. Oh my gosh. You know, Burger King is the one place that, or one of the places that I refuse to work. For the reason... Well, one reason, I'm done with food service. I'm not going to go back. And second, it has a drive-thru window. And I don't like the window. I want to do the window. But this was a very powerful dream because it felt quite real. I mean, I was quite convinced that Burger King wasn't bad of a choice. So, you know, the only reason I knew it wasn't a dream when I woke up is that I don't remember having the interview. That's the only reason. Otherwise, I would have believed that I was wondering, well, they didn't give me my schedule. When do I go back? As I woke up, seriously, honestly. That's pretty crazy. So, I don't know if I should be scared or happy, but I am relieved that I don't have to go back to Burger King or call them to find out when I work, because I was about to say, I'm going to go in there and say, hey, this isn't for me. I don't like the window. But it was an interesting dream. I had pretty down to earth coworkers and a boss, and you know, I was just learning the ropes, and you know, they had garbage cans everywhere. It seemed like, you know, they worshipped garbage cans, and it turned out they did. I mean, I don't know, there was, oh man, this is weird too. They had a room, and this all seemed completely normal in the dream. And like, there was nothing weird about this at all. But they had a room full of costumes, and they were all, like, slightly different colors, but all the costumes were the same. It was like a spandex suit. It's like a Wolverine 1 jumpsuit, including a head mask connected to the suit. And they had faces, and the faces were almost like women with, you know, excessive makeup, almost like strippers, but not quite. But it wasn't a stripper vibe, it was more like a maid vibe, you know. And, I don't know, I'm starting to forget it already, but there was also, so I'm going to, like, skip every of the small details, but there was also this woman who was almost treated like royalty, almost like a superintendent at a school, kind of superior to everybody, including the boss, but I guess you call that a regional manager, right? So she would, like, say welcome to the, and it was almost, again, I don't remember the language exactly, but it was like, welcome to the clan of the service person, or cleaning person, or something like that, and I don't know, that's the vibe I got from it. Then I went to talk to her, and I made fun of it, and she looked at me like, well, it's not just cleaning, and I said, well, what is it? And she says, well, it's, and she with a straight face, but I knew she was joking, well, it's aliens that believe in a god that came to Earth, and helped for something, I don't know. Now I'm just talking crazy talk, but I have just woken up, and I'm all groggy, and I'm trying to record a dream. Maybe I'll stick to typing my dreams in to a computer instead of talking them into this, because this is just crazy. Oh yes, and last night, I guess, just for the record, I stayed up playing video games with the person I live with. Stayed up playing video games until 2 a.m. Borderlands, actually. And it was quite fun. And I was listening after that, you know, after 2 a.m. From 2 to 3, I was listening to some philosophy stuff or some, I don't know. It was a talk show of some... whatever.